Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Show is never grazing in the grass.
738, Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran today and tomorrow. Steve is back on Monday. Our next guest, her new book is entitled What Motivates Getting Things Done? Procrastination, Emotions, and Success. She is a clinical psychologist and a psychoanalyst, and she's probably psychoanalyzing us right now. In studio with us is Dr. Mary Lamia. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Great to be here. Thanks.
Have you been psychoanalyzing us between commercials and news and the whole deal?
You know, when I'm off, I'm off. I've done this for 40 years. Why would I want to psychoanalyze news broadcasters?
Good answer.
Procrastinators and non-procrastinators each respond to motivation in different ways, don't they?
Yes, they do. And the book is about motivational styles and how our emotions motivate us in different ways. And the differences between these two groups of people, I call them task-driven non-procrastinators and deadline-driven procrastinators, is that it's what activates their emotions and when. So for non-procrastinators, often tasks activate their emotions. They see something that needs to get done and they get it done right away. If they need to pack or do something for a trip later on, they do it right away to get it off their plate.
I laugh because I come from a long line of procrastinators and I feel like everyone on the show is a procrastinator except Dave. Yeah.
Correct.
And it.
Mm-hmm.
And procrastinators, deadline-driven procrastinators, mm-hmm. do things when they are activated by a deadline. So when a deadline is in sight, they might do all kinds of other things as well, because that's a deadline for other tasks as well as the task that has to be completed. But they're highly, highly effective. In fact, I see procrastination as a valid motivational style, unlike many people. And there are many people I studied for this book, and some of the most highly successful people were deadline-driven procrastinators. They're very, very focused and effective at a deadline.
I thought I had a problem until I started working with this woman next to me.
We were talking off the air. By the way, there's hope for us. High five to the fact that we are driven. So uh-huh. I was saying to Dr. Mary, during the break that I have – you talk about deadlines. Okay, so I have an issue before I go to the airport. If I have an afternoon flight, I will wait till the absolute last second to pack. I need more time. I would love to have more time, but I wait till the last second. And if I have a dinner, like on Sunday we do a family dinner, I know I have to be there at 4:30. I plan, okay, I'll start getting ready about 3 o'clock, leave at 3:30 to get there on time, but then I'll start a project. I'll start cleaning out the cabinets. Why?
Many procrastinators see a deadline to do something, like go to a family gathering, as also a deadline to do other things. So when their anxiety becomes triggered by the deadline, they focus their attention on whatever else they haven't done. So many people, at the point at which they're doing a major project, clean their house. They have a lot of disgust anxiety about all the messes they've left, and everything gets done mm-hmm. at that moment. So they think they're distracted by cleaning the cabinet or doing other things. But in fact, they're using that deadline to accomplish a lot of things. And they accomplish a lot of things in a very short period of time. Now, you say it as though you have some regret about that.
Yeah.
Post-deadline regret is very common among procrastinators. Task-driven people have regret, too, about the way they do things, like they could have done it better if they had done it again. I mean, by the way, if you receive an email from somebody and it says, read this one, and then you get another email and it says, read this one instead. It's probably from a task-driven person because mm-hmm. they do multiple drafts, whereas deadline-driven procrastinators do it in one fell swoop, and it's just amazing what they're able to do. So your emotions are activated at a deadline, and those emotions motivate you to do a lot of things. And we talk about positive emotions and negative emotions. People think negative emotions are bad. Negative emotions are not bad. Emotions, being positive or negative, doesn't have anything to do with their value. It means they motivate us in certain ways by the way they make us feel.
That's really cool to know.
What motivates getting things done? Dr. Mary Lamia in studio with us. What about a procrastinator married to a task-driven person, which I am? And I get the multiple emails and I get the multiple text messages. And we had the conversation yesterday. She sent me, my wife, Sarah, God bless her, I love her to death, but she sent me 10 text messages. And I'm like, I just read the last one.
Right.
She goes, well, they're all in order and you needed to start at the beginning and they all had meaning. I go, well, just send me one.
We task-driven people, and I'm one of them. I am not a procrastinator. I'm anything but a procrastinator, even though the book vindicates procrastinators. I am not one of them. And I have become very humbled by my study of motivational styles. I have changed my opinion about procrastination. I sympathize with Sarah. It's very difficult for people who are task-driven to be married to a procrastinator because they don't understand that the procrastinator will get something done.
It's on my own timeline.
Right.
It's the when.
Right.
That's a problem. And so task-driven people have a difficult time understanding. I devote an entire chapter to differences in motivational styles just because, as a psychotherapist, they pose, it's very common. I mean, people fight over these things. They have a terrible time. And task-driven people tend to harass their procrastinating partners because they have fear that you won't get something done.
Oh, yeah.
And so Sarah needs to trust
that. Is
it
harass or nagging? That's what I haven't figured out.
So how do you tell a task-driven person, say like your wife, how would you say, hey, I will get it done, chill, because they of the mindset of don't tell me to chill out when I have, you know, I'm orderly, you're not, when they're already kind of in that mindset?
In example for me, I give her a day and a time or a specific time. That's how it works with me, but
that's
go ahead.
That's a very good strategy. Absolutely a very good strategy to help her trust that you're going to do it.
Right.
She's not going to. But she needs to learn to trust.
There's no hope
you're
for you.
You're not going to get
you're
this done,
done
Pete.
That you,
you're a slob.
That you will do it and in good time. The problem is that when procrastinators finally get around to doing the thing the task-driven person wants them to do, the task-driven person sees them activated and gives them five more things to do.
Well, let me ask you a question, because I consider myself a procrastinator and my mother is. Everything is always last minute. However, there's certain things in my life that I structure out that I'm not a procrastinator. I'm task-driven on that.
Absolutely.
Does that happen with people?
Well, you know, people usually have a range or differences. There's a lot of misconceptions about procrastinators. And, for example, some people believe if you're a procrastinator, you're going to be late to everything. That is not the case.
Well,
procrastinators are often very much on time at the minute. Or sometimes they, for example, at the airport, many procrastinators I've studied get to the airport ahead of time because they are able to relax, people watch, read a magazine, whereas task-driven people see arriving at the airport as a waste of time if it's
right.
too early. There's 50 more things they can get done. Although procrastinators sometimes are just on time at arriving to appointments because they see an appointment as a deadline where they could do all these other things, sort of like Andrea
was
saying.
That would be me. Yeah. Yes.
And so there's this frenzy of activity, of anxiety. But anxiety is your friend. Look how it activates you and gets things done.
I've gone – you might have been a witness to this, Dave Bennett. I've gone to the airport and been running late and have had to plead with TSA, please, my flight's about to board. Please let me through. And usually they're pretty nice about it.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that all the time.
So what's the difference between procrastinating and putting it off, knowing that you're not going to do it? It's not going to get done.
If you're not going to do it at all,
that's
different.
Okay.
That's different. Delay is different than I'm not going to do it at all.
Okay.
And you know what? We need to separate out people who procrastinate and are deadline driven from people who fail. Mm. Oftentimes, people who fail to get things done say, well, it's because I'm a procrastinator. And they're really cheating themselves because it's not about procrastination. There's something else that interferes with their completion of a task. And by saying you're a procrastinator, it absolves you of some of your shame. And so people need to look at, you know, what is going on with them really.
Can I give you an example? Because when I move into a new office, it takes me a while to hang pictures. And if you're task-driven like my wife, she'll put those up even before she moves into an office.
Absolutely.
Why is that? Because people have, and I've seen it upstairs here at WGN, they have pictures sitting on the floor. They can't hang them up. Why is that?
Because it doesn't create any anxiety for them. Their anxiety is not triggered by having pictures on the floor that aren't hung. Your wife, poor Sarah, would feel anxious that those pictures are not hung.
She's got to get it done and cross it off her list.
Mm-hmm. She has to get it off her plate because it causes anxiety. The anxiety is activated by an uncompleted task. But in procrastinators, the anxiety is not activated by tasks. It's more activated by deadlines.
Plus, we work in radio, though, because we're not sure if we're going to have the office
tomorrow.
You don't
want to hang anything up.
Right.
I feel like you came in here to say it's okay to be a procrastinator. That's basically what you're saying in your book.
Yes, it is. But there are two criteria.
Okay.
You want to be successful across the board, that you never miss a deadline, and
right.
your work reflects your best efforts, period.
Think of that. That's so great, and that's so true, because you know, you're not going to miss the start of the show.
Right.
I'm not going to miss a live shot or a report. Yep. So it will get done.
And you do good work.
Oh. Thank you, doctor.
Now you feel good
best
about yourself.
Ever.
It's great.
Yeah.
Now, it's since you've gone through this interview and you've psychoanalyzed all of us, what do you think of Dave Bennett right next to you?
Yeah.
Well, he was quiet, so I don't quite know.
That's a fair statement.
He'd make a good psychoanalyst.
Dave, are you married? Is your wife task-driven?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she is. She is.
So that's a good marriage.
Yeah, very good. Yeah,
because
out.
You're both task-driven.
I think so.
There's no conflict.
I think so. We have very few, 30 years of marriage today, we have no conflicts.
I feel like I need conflict in my life because it would be boring if I didn't have it.
Well, I didn't say my life's boring, Pete.
Gotcha.
Where are you going with that?
Gotcha. What motivates getting things done? Sandberg, you had a comment?
Yes. You guys know my husband.
Pat?
Pat Boyle, Comcast Sportsnet.
He's motivated by deadline after hearing this. I can tell you that.
Of course.
And I am a task-motivated person.
No.
So.
Really?
Last night we had the discussion. I was folding laundry at 10:40, and he said, you have to go to bed because we get up early. And he goes, leave it for tomorrow. And I'm like, ugh, can't leave it for tomorrow. That's the I won't sleep. I'll be thinking about this laundry I didn't fold. So.
Oh, she's such a good example. That's such a good example. Task-driven people often stay up too late doing tasks or worried that they'll forget. They have a fear of forgetting.
Yeah, that's why he knows now he can't come to bed and say, hey, we should talk about this tomorrow or do this tomorrow, because then my head will start like,
exploding.
Okay. Yeah, call the life insurance, do that, you know, like, and I can't let it go. I can't table it. And I've tried writing it down to get it off my head, you know, on a list, but doesn't.
What about that, making lists? I mean, should you make lists?
Lists
to
are
check
very,
them off?
Very effective.
I'm a list guy.
Yeah.
I'm a huge list guy. But here's the problem. It piles up.
This is my list, though. There's no organization to my list. It's not like a piece of paper.
There's organization to your list.
It's scribbled all over.
It may be all over the place, but you have your own sense of organization, don't you?
God, you're my favorite guest ever.
Andrea, do you fail?
No. I don't, usually.
Look at you. You are so
successful. If you're in this studio, you must be successful.
What motivates getting things done? Procrastination, emotions, and success. Mary Lamia. You can get the book on Amazon and just about everywhere.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
Thank you.